And it's Florence Essam.
Essam.
E-double-S-A-M. Hello, Florence. Bang that there.
What would you like me?
What would I like you to do? You said you were 10 when you moved here.
Yeah.
Where did you move here from?
I moved here from Poplar.
From Poplar?
Yes, from Blackwall Stairs in Preston's Road.
What was it like? Where you lived before? No, where you lived before.
Well, we lived in.
Can you remember it?
Yes, I remember that it was. We had no bathroom.
Mm.
We had the tin bath that we had every Friday night, and the first one in was lovely, but you know.
So how many were there of you?
There was, first of all, started off with me, but then 5 years after I had a sister, and 3 years after a brother. And in the end, we ended up with six.
And you all took turns in the same bath?
Well, hotted up, topped up.
Yeah.
I mean, because you had to heat your water by kettle then, didn't you? You never had hot and cold water. So the first one in had a lovely one, no bubble bath. And then my mother moved from there down to Tilney Road, across the way there. We moved in there in the April Fool's Day we moved there, about 1924 or 25, I think it was, when we moved.
How did it come about that you moved?
Well, we got an exchange because the buildings that we lived in belonged to the GLC in Poplar, and we was exchanging. Someone exchanged with us. They went back to Poplar.
So there were six children, your mother and father?
Yes.
In how many rooms in Poplar?
Three were born in Dagenham. Three were born in Dagenham.
So there were three, four, five of you in Poplar. And then how many rooms?
Two
rooms.
Yes, and a kind of a kitchenette come scullery affair, you know, with the sink in it and the two bedrooms. And
a toilet outside?
No, we fortunately we had a toilet inside then. But when I first started life, I can remember when I was, because I started school when I was three in Poplar, and we lived upstairs in two rooms, you know, and then my mother had Doris there. Then we moved to the buildings and she had Les, and then I suppose the family were growing and we came down to here. How many rooms did we have in there, Joan? Bedrooms. It was only two over there, wasn't it?
Two had a bathroom.
Oh, we had a bathroom. I always remember that. And we had a pantry, which I think I'd only read about in books then as a child, you know, reading about pantries.
Yeah.
And they said, this is the pantry. And I wrote to my friend in Poplar, you know, and I said, we've got a beautiful house and flowers in the garden, you know, because someone had lived there before us. And also we had a pantry and a bathroom, you know, it sounded so posh, you know. And, Dagenham was lovely when we grew up.
Tell me, first of all, what can you remember about living in Poplar as a child? Did you have a garden to play in?
No, we had an area, in the buildings, we had an area, and we was right facing the local chipping for the waste rubbish to go onto the Thames, because we looked out of our bedroom window and you looked onto the Thames and you could see all the tugs and the boats going by, and the dust carts used to come along and go in, and they were all emptied in the chute to the barge and took down the Thames. We still there, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, when you're that age, you don't really. We never had green grass and lawns and things.
No.
So
you used to play with the other children in the neighbourhood in the area.
Yeah.
Yeah. What were the neighbours like?
Quite all right. I think I belonged to the church on the corner. There used to be a church on the corner, St Nicholas. I think that was our main attraction, Sunday school and things like that. I used to go to church, I think about 3 or 4 times on a Sunday with my nan.
Did you?
Because my nan lived in the same building as my mother, you know. Yes, I think the people were quite all right, you know.
Did you have, apart from your grandmother, did you have any other relations living there?
I remember I had an aunt Soph, but no, I can't think of any other. My mother's sister, I only had one sister, my mother, and she lived in Wiltshire. She married a soldier that in the First World War, and he came from Wiltshire, so natural enough when the war was over and he was fortunate enough to come back, she went to live at Wiltshire.
So what about rent? What was your father's job?
My father worked for the PLA, Port of London Authority, in the docks. As I said to Joan, we never knew, like, poverty, like some did, that run about with no shoes on and things like that. Yeah. Because his work was regular at the docks. You know, he worked for the PLA. He came out of the Navy after the First World War and went to straight into that. And he left it, he was kept on a bit longer because of the Second World War. He didn't retire till he was nearly 70 then. But, I mean, there was a lot of poverty about in Poplar. Kiddies used to run about with no shoes on. And we used to have a fortnight at Ramsgate every year.
Did you?
We used to go down on the Royal Sovereign. And I can picture my mum now, rather a black skirt with a white blouse, rather big busty, and I remember she used to keep her purse down her neck.
Yeah.
You know, it was the safest place to keep it.
And you'd take the food with you, would you?
Yeah. I remember we did have a holiday, and a lot of children didn't. Mm.